I was going to actually read it there.
Are you going to do that?
Yes,
okay. I'd like to call the study session of the University City Council along with the joint session with the University City Parks Commission to order on Monday, August the 12th. To all of the members of the Park Commission, we are very glad to have you here with us. And as you know, our microphone system is one where you touch the bottom center to speak. The city clerk has asked me to ask you to please identify yourself so that she will have that for the record. So, Mr. Hoagland, would you like to start?
Carl Hoagland.
Lisa Hummel.
Can you help him over?
Kevin Taylor.
Then we have one more. I think we just came
in. You have to introduce yourself. You have to say your name in the microphone. You're that important.
Yeah, I'm just Sue Schmaltz. Nothing special.
Welcome. Do you want to come sit with us or do you want to sit there? Okay. I'll turn it over to the city manager.
Honorable Mayor, Council, and Park Commission, thank you for allowing me to present to you tonight. As certainly the mayor and council are aware, the review of all of your boards, committees, and commissions is a part of the current work plan. So tonight, the joint meeting and with the Park Commission provides us with an opportunity to review the codes as it relates to their operation. I can get this on. There we go. So generally, the Park Commission consists of 7 members. They have 3-year terms. The president is elected from the membership, and it shall make and adopt rules for its own guidance as may be expedient, not inconsistent with charter or ordinances. I want to review briefly the powers of the commission. They survey and make plans for the maintenance of an adequate system of parks and recreation facilities and activities, and for the enlargement, improvement, or acquisition of parks or recreational areas and activities, and make recommendations therefore. What that really states is, as it relates to the parks master plan, they have oversight of that plan. If at any time anyone has questions, please don't hesitate to stop me. Certainly willing to respond to them. They approve rules and regulations for administration of parks and recreation activities of the Department of Public Works and Parks and Community Development. As the mayor and council is aware, this has changed, but I wanted to take the wording directly from the current codes until those codes have changed. So as you all know, we now have a director over parks and recreation, as well as community development. Title has changed to planning and development. So once that information is updated in the codes, certainly we will reflect that in the future presentations. Other powers, it performs other such duties with reference to the administration of parks and recreation activities. It wants to make sure that it coordinates with the director over that area, as well as that no rules can be created that's inconsistent with our charter, primarily our council manager form of government. It advises the council and the director on administration problems with parks, and may make investigations to consider desirable references to the administration of parks and reports to council at least once a year on its findings, conclusions, and recommendations. And I would suspect that going forward in the future, the way we will handle all of the boards and committees and commissions is to have them report out at least annually to the mayor and council on various activities that are underway, and ensure that they are operating consistent with the desires of the mayor and council and our codes. review that portion of the annual budget. So this is shifting to their financial oversight. So they review that portion of the annual budget of the city pertaining to parks and recreation and make recommendations directly to either myself, which would go through our park and recreation director, or to the and to the city council. Yes.
Go back.
The recommendations directly to city manager and council. Now you just stated going through the director. I'm trying to get clarification because previous administrative or liaisons to the park commission have directed the park commission that by that statement they are obligated to go directly to city manager and bypass the director. Now, out of courtesy and respect, I would never want to do that, but that statement does allow us to do that. If I understand it, is that my interpretation?
Honorable Mayor, Commissioner, yes. If the commission wanted to go directly to myself or directly to the council, it actually says and the city council, not or the city council. So
correct.
The city manager is included regardless. But I believe as a courtesy, certainly you would want to include the park and recreation director, because if there is any issues of concern, that's the individual that I'm likely going to get on the phone to find out what's going on. Any other questions on that item? Also, as it relates to the consideration of ordinances, if they are related to parks or recreation, the Parks and Recreation Commission has 30 days, roughly, to consider the item before recommendation is made to the mayor and council, which just means that you have to take an action. You couldn't just do a pocket of any particular ordinance. So after that 30-day time period, staff has the ability to move that item forward or that ordinance forward to the mayor and council for consideration.
Can you give us an example of where that would be applicable?
Sure. Let's say that the mayor and council decided that they wanted to institute an ordinance regarding the rules for parks and recreation, what time they open, what time they close, and so forth. Not saying that that's their desire, but they could have the option of placing that in an ordinance. And in that case, it would be required for the Park and Recreation Commission to consider that ordinance before it would be advanced to the mayor and council for consideration. But you would have 30 days to consider it and to make a recommendation before we can move that forward to mayor and council. I've got John here. To
is that a charter item right there?
Oh, yeah, the dog park.
Is that a charter item?
I believe
statement?
All of these are simply codes, and so these are not charter items. I will also share with you that I started out by saying we now have a Parks and Recreation Director, and some of these things have changed. So we will be going through our codes, reviewing them, and updating them to make them consistent with current operations. The Mayor and Council have approved the organizational structure. We just need to catch up the codes with that structure.
I guess I, as Park Commission, like most of the commissions, are advisory only. So it's kind of like, I don't say defeatist, that if we're advisory, but you've already made the recommendation to yourself, are you looking for our approval? What if we advise against it? Doesn't matter because you've already done this. I mean, I don't understand the 30 days to make a recommendation on something that you've recommended to us.
You may disagree with the recommendation that myself or the Parks and Recreation Director make to you, as well as you may disagree with what is being included in the proposed budget for the council that the council will ultimately consider. And so the commission has the ability to consider that section of the budget that relates to parks and recreation and make your own separate recommendation. They may accept it, they may not, but that's the what is allowed by our codes for the Parks and Recreation Commission.
I'm not following that. So use that same example. Council wants to raise the fees on the golf course.
Mm-hmm.
So
sure, we are.
But it's not council at that point.
Right.
It's not council. The council it would normally be that staff. So
that's what I'm trying to understand.
Staff brings it. Staff goes to park first, and then comes to the council. So council's not increasing the fees. Staff made a recommendation. The recommendation goes to the Park Commission. Park Commission has 30 days to make a recommendation, and then it comes to the council. And by the way, I don't necessarily believe this is, I've been here 13 years. I don't believe this has always been followed. I mean, I would be the first to say that.
And I've been doing parks 30 years. That's why the advancing part confuses me. I'm not a lawyer by any chance, but if I'm reading that, it appears the flow. I'm a process guy. So if it goes by this flow, it's going from city manager council, and in nowhere does it address staff. Now, we can assume that staff brought it to council, but we can assume that they didn't. I don't know. And that's what I'm trying to get clarification.
I can certainly use the example that you've identified. We have at least tentatively indicated to the mayor and council that we should review of the golf course fees, that the green fees have not been modified in a significant period of time. So currently, Park and Recreation Director Dunkel is evaluating how do our fees compare to fees throughout the rest of the region. So once he has that information together, he will provide that information to the Park and Recreation Commission to evaluate, to say, yes, we acknowledge this information. We either believe that we should make some adjustments in our fees, or maybe we would recommend to the city manager and to the council that we do not. So what would happen is once Mr. Dunkel brings that information forward to you, you would have 30 days to make a recommendation to the mayor and council or to myself prior to that advancing. So that is the flow. And the objective here is twofold. One is it's to ensure that the Park Commission is involved in the decision-making process for parks and recreation. But it is also important that you not have the ability to continue to bog that process down and prevent the mayor and council from acting at all. Because if you change that and said that you had an unlimited period of time to consider, then that proposed change in fees would never advance to the mayor and council for consideration. So twofold, one is to make sure you're involved in the process, but ultimately to make sure that the mayor and council have the ability to consider and decide on whatever policy it is for parks and recreation.
Okay, and I guess maybe I'm looking at the word ordinance. So what you've just described is not because it would not come to Park Commission as an ordinance. It would just be an item on our agenda. Am I parsing words or misinterpreting the word when it says an ordinance coming to us? And maybe that's where
I simply used your example. We could change that.
I'm trying to address this.
We could change that to an ordinance, but the process would not change.
I think it just should... Just the word proposed ordinance. It's not an ordinance unless council voted on it and approved it. So it means it's a proposed, it should just say proposed ordinance.
And exactly, because what I'm taking there is that's an ordinance that council has voted on because council does ordinances.
Yeah, I think that the underlying, it's a proposed ordinance or a change or something new. It's not about we already voted on it. I mean, that's inherent in there, maybe it's just not clear, but I think that's how I read it. It's tying our hands not to vote until you've seen it. It's tying your hands on a timeline, and then you couple that with the other slide that talked about you can go to council directly or the city manager. That's making sure that if you had an idea, there's always a free flow of conversation. That's what these put together are all about.
So as I've listened to this, a concern comes up, which is that there are 2 months of the year when the Parks Commission doesn't meet, and therefore 30 days could go by and we haven't met. Is that a concern to anybody, that there would be something that would come up during that break?
Honorable Mayor, we certainly tried to be sensitive to the time periods that both the commission or the council may go dark and not move items forward to you. We are aware of that timeline. So we want to make sure that we provide you with the optimum amount of time to consider any particular policy before it goes to the council for consideration.
Also, in response to that, there are things that do come up this month. There's a special traffic commission over something that is sensitive. There's never a scheduled meeting in August, but there's a special one that's been called. So that's always an option and on the table.
But then that right there gets into standardization of commissions, because traffic commission is different than park commission. And that maybe that's one of the, as I wrote down here, goals of this review of commissions, is to try and get some standardization across commissions wherever possible, so that policies like this and best practices are utilized regardless of the commission.
Well, initially, we understand that there are nuances that exist for any particular board or committee or commission that's operating. The purpose for this initial review was simply for everyone to understand at least what our code stated and at least what the expectations that exist as it relates to how those boards, committees, and commissions would operate. And so if there were questions or concerns, then we have both parties that's at the table that could best address that. The mayor and council, as far as saying here's what we expect, and you as a commission getting a better understanding of what those expectations are.
First of all, thank you for the presentation. To Councilman McMahon's point, is there an opportunity to perhaps modify that initial language? I think also there was addressed Mr. Taylor's concern of that proposed ordinances or matters, just changing that language simply. I think it probably clears it up a little bit, but I don't know if that is active council as well.
Defer to our attorney.
Yeah, I think you have to read it in the word in context of the whole sentence. And they talk about before it advanced, the intent is that the commission considers it before advancing to the council an ordinance. Now, if you took that literally, an ordinance already went to the council. There's nothing to advance. So they're describing the legislative action that the council would take, which is an ordinance. But before advancing, before voting on that, it's supposed to go to the Park Commission for 30 days to review it. I suppose you could say you could reword it and refer to it as a bill, but then you would say before final vote on the bill, you have to have 30 days to the commission. But I don't think this is 30 years or so I've ever been around. I don't think anybody's misinterpreted that. I think the policy has always been to give it to the Parks Commission at least 30 days before council voted on it. And a recent example would be the dog park. I think that was an ordinance that affected the recreational facilities or activities of the city that was presented to the Park Commission, if I'm not mistaken, in May. Before the council initially, and then Mr. Dunkel, I believe, presented on that, and then the Park Commission weighed in on it before the council voted. So that's a recent example of an interpretation and the process followed.
If there are no other questions, I'll move on to questions. So that concludes this presentation. I respond to any questions, remaining questions that you might have. I also have asked Mr. Dunkel to prepare if there are any questions regarding the dog park, what the status is. I believe that everyone is aware that we are currently working on rules, but we are moving that item forward as well.
Oh, yeah, I got a sheet of questions. I'll let some of the other folks chime in.
Well, thank you, Mayor Crow. Just a quick question that's probably not necessarily about the rules and regulations are, but I'm asking this because the Parks Commission is here and our director is here, and I'm really interested in hearing about why there was grass on baseball fields for the entire summer. And I'm just kind of curious, did something change about a policy or did something change about a practice? And maybe somebody in the commission can tell me, or maybe the director can explain that. Because I've literally looked at fields and Heeman Park on both sides, Miller Park, and there's grass on the baseball fields. And that's never been the practice before, because standard as I've known it, and I've been here 50-something years, is that at the beginning of the spring, those fields are loaded with dirt, and then that dirt is leveled out, and those fields stay, you know, in that form for the entire summer. So if somebody can tell me what changed, I would really appreciate it.
I have the director here that can respond to that question.
Yeah, one of the problems this year, we really haven't changed our practices. It just happened to be the wettest spring that we've had in a number of years. And the days that were dry, we were trying to mow, and the infields were still too wet to get on with machinery without tearing them up too much. That was the biggest issue. I have talked with my staff about this since then. As we've had more number of dry days, they have sprayed the infields to kill the grass. We've done more work on the infields, on the dragging and stuff. Are they perfect or where they should be, where I expect them to be? No, they are not. We are looking at moving forward, hopefully later this summer to fall, that we'll do more work on the ball fields and do the dirt. That's really the best time to do it opposed to spring, because you always have wet weather in the spring. So we're going to try to take care of most of those issues in the late summer to fall when we can and it's drier, and that'd be adding dirt, amendments, setting base pegs, those sort of things that will be taking place at that time.
Thank you. I would also share with the council as well as the commission, one of the discussions that Mr. Dunkel will have with the Park Commission and we will have at the council level is, what is the service level that you want to have, i.e., you know, what standard do you want your parks to be at? Do you want them to be at pro standards? Do you want them to be at something less? But all of that needs to at least have a discussion, because all of that impacts what type of maintenance we will be required, what type of equipment that we may need to purchase. I will share with you that I believe we should increase the level of service that we have at our various parks. And I'm working with Mr. Dunkel to identify what's the best approach for doing that as well. And that's not just, you know, how often we cut the grass. That will be the type of equipment that we place in the various parks. One of the concepts that I think is important to explore, especially in those parks where you have young mothers or young fathers that are bringing their children, should we have an approach that says you can play but also learn while you're playing? So should we take a very different approach to the apparatus that we place in our parks? I don't know. But what I can say is I think it's an important discussion to have. Other questions?
I have a list of things. First thing, again, it was just, and I'll give you, this is one park commissioner's perspective. I think the way Fair U City was handled was horrible, and we as the Park Commission got dumped on. We had a group led by Linda Shaw come to us looking for a decision or guidance, which it was nothing we could do. Yet I know that I've heard it, that the commission and members of the commission were bad-mouthed about our lack of not acting, that we delayed it, and it was a park commission issue. And I think that boded, it was a negative experience for us as the park commission, because we really did not set the terms. We did not make any of the agreements. We really had no say in the fair, nor had we ever had a say in the fair, as far as it was always done at a higher level via city manager and council agreement. And so it never came to park commission for approval to say, yes, do it, even though we have a special permit and special event policy, the fair never really utilized it. So that was the first thing. The second thing is, again, and we had some internal disagreements on how the dog park was handled, because we knew about that. The city and city staff knew about the, quote, desire to make the transition for months, and it kept being delayed, and then all of a sudden we got it to make a snap decision, bam, without the due diligence of knowing what the policy was and everything. We literally, the city, and then we speak as representative of the city, we took that over in 2 weeks, yet we didn't have policies, we didn't have procedures, we didn't have a chance to debrief the current users as to what they were doing. And then again, on a very, this is my opinion, there were agreements made that quite honestly did not come with full discussion of the commission with regards to building a pavilion. And then the pavilion came with naming rights. Again, just the stuff we do, but again, I guess I'm one of big transparency and openness, and I think I always say, just like that agreement, 30 days, sometimes we need that digestion period. Let's look at it, review it, talk about it before we had to make a snap decision. And then third, I'll get just real personal, and we talk about our parks and fields. The parks mean something to me because when I moved here in 68, I played in those parks through grade school, middle school, high school. Those parks gave me a scholarship to college. They paid for my college because me playing on Heeman Park Fields. So that's the investment we make in this community. So any consideration of anything other than the premier, to me, is that's not what we do. We always talk about U City and we're going to be leaders in this. And yet we have athletic facilities that are just not playable. I mean, again, that so those are the things that we really should take into heart and say, hey, we've got to make those decisions.
It seems like some of the items that you are identifying, I think that they're very worthwhile to discuss, but it would seem to me that it would need a more broader discussion, perhaps, with not just the council at this point, but perhaps among the committee or the commission, to determine what is the views and perspectives of the commission as a body.
Well, that goes, and we have our own internal fights. As you know, I'm a outspoken guy. I, prior to Darren coming, I submitted several things to put on the agenda. One of the things was a 30-60-90 day plan for our park maintenance, because this goes back into February, because we know, just like Christmas is the 25th, we knew that baseball season was coming. What are our plans? You heard Councilman Smotherson say about adding dirt. Well, we added dirt to Metcalf Park, which is not used. We went out, got dirt, loaded that field with dirt, added dirt, and then it became a grass field.
I think tonight was more of a discussion regarding a higher level, not drilling down on specific items.
So,
but to
so
really
if I can
talk
get,
about,
so
let me just finish here real quick, to really talk about how the commission operates as it relates to the expectations that the mayor and council may have and consistency with our codes. I believe that those are all important issues that you're raising, but we are not prepared to discuss any of those items at this point.
Okay. Can we discuss financials and budgets?
I think that there is an opportunity to talk about the budget, the process, what's been proposed, but I would certainly like for Mr. Dunkel to understand what are the items that the commission is desiring to discuss, and then give us an opportunity to prepare to discuss those items. I think it was puts certainly Mr. Dunkel and myself in a very tenuous position to be prepared to talk about an overview of the commission as well as the codes and starting to drill down on specific what does this line item say in the budget. But I would hope that you would share that information with your colleagues and with Mr. Dunkel, and those items that the commission would like to discuss, we'll be happy to prepare for.
I just want to make a couple of comments. Fair St. Louis, I think everyone should know that we had essentially three meetings with Fair St. Louis. The first one they didn't show up for. They were on the agenda. The second one, we met and we affirmed that we believed Fair St. Louis was a good thing. But as my colleague pointed out, we did not have the proper forms to make a decision. And they hadn't filled them out, and my understanding is they had never filled those out. I think that was our conclusion. So that's the action we took. The other thing I would say is, and this has to do with the process of fees, I guess ordinances, is we are in the process now. Mr. Dunkel has started the process of saying we're going to look at those fees and do that, and that is in process. So at some point we will receive that and we will make a recommendation for that, which will then go to the appropriate people in City Hall and then eventually, I assume, to the City Council. So we are following that process. Lastly, I would like to say that I was very pleased with City Council's the staff and City Council's response to our recommendations last year. More things were passed than I thought we would get. I shouldn't say that because we really want to be in a position where you fear us and say we've got to pass more. But we were, I think it's to say the least, we were very pleased that some of those projects were passed and they're moving on. And so we will be back with more recommendations or revised recommendations. And I would say that our modus operandi as a committee is to take guidance from Mr. Dunkel and then move forward. I mean, we have been without a director for a long time, and it's now a good thing that we have a director that we'll take guidance from.
Thank you.
So can we not ask about the enterprise fund, or can we not ask about parks and stormwater fund and allocation of what I'm trying to, and we constantly have in our meetings, we're trying to get clarification. We've asked for the director of finance to come, and that's kind of hit or miss. We're trying to understand how this enterprise zone for the golf course has been set up. We see no financials on it. We don't know how much money is in the account, what money is in the account, what can we do with it, how do we access it. Can we not talk about this now? I mean, what's the does council is council aware of that?
Well, but we don't access the funds.
Are you aware of this?
But we don't access the funds.
I understand that.
The Park Commission doesn't.
And so, I mean, I think part of this role is for the commission itself and for the majority of the commissioners. If they have a request that they want the director of finance, I am absolutely positive that the city manager would make the director of finance available to them. If the majority of the park commission wants to go down a pathway of going through all of this information, I am sure that that would work. I really am. But the purse strings still rest here. The priorities come through you folks, but the purse strings rest here. And so I think when we talk about the enterprise funds to get information, I'm sure that the city manager and director of finance will be happy to provide that information to you. But when the priorities come through and the budget gets passed, it gets passed by the council.
Are there any other questions?
I actually would like to say to all the park commissioners, though, that you actually probably are on the penultimate commission for our city. As a city that is known for its parks, the work that you do every single month, or at least 10 months out of the 12, touches probably almost every family in University City one way or the other, whether it's Centennial Commons, whether it's the parks, whether it's the walkways. And the agenda tonight has about 18 different budget items on them, of which 7 of them are yours, which I think probably speaks pretty highly for the work that you folks do. So I realize
not that enough.
thank you. I realize that we can always do more. I realize we can always do better. But I think on behalf of my colleagues, I'd like to thank all of you for giving of your time back to your community.
I guess since we're here, I would like to ask the council, and I guess you as well, is there anything that you feel that you need or want from this commission that we are not doing or are not doing enough of? And you would probably know more than anybody because you've been to some of our meetings.
I mean, I am the liaison for the Park Commission, and I thought this is the time I've been on and watching you guys operate. I think you're doing a good job. I mean, a great job. The packet you put together with your proposals, the process you went through on what improvements you wanted to see, and giving us directions so that we could do those type of things and giving it to staff so it could get worked into the budget. And that was important to me to see how that worked out in that process. So I think that was cooperative. I understand that there's going to be issues about communication so that you can make your decisions. You want to be comfortable that you have the information, so we want to work with you guys to get you there. So if you have more direction for us, like Terry said, if you have a majority of the commission says we need X, Y, and Z, then pass it along to us so you can get X, Y, and Z to help make your decisions. I mean, that's what we're here for. So don't be shy about asking, you know, taking that vote and putting it formally to us. And I'll bring that up to council if I need to in a council report.
Motherson.
Well, I mean, since she opened the door, I just have one request of the commission is to consider handicap parking in Heeman Park and actually relocating that because of Starlight Concerts and including the concerts with the orchestra on Tuesdays, that we bring handicap parking closer to those events because there's nothing anywhere near where we hold those sites. And I wish that you could consider handicap parking nearer and closer. And it's something that I can bring to the commission at a later date, but I just wanted to throw that in since you opened the door. Thank you.
My church, Holy Communion, puts up temporary handicap parking signs sometimes. I don't know if that would be something we could do for an event.
Sure.
Mayor, if I could just make one other comment. I know that the Parks and Recreation area has not had a director, I think, since Chuck Kohlenberger was here. And so there has been about an 8 to 10 year gap, I believe, since that position has been filled by a permanent Parks and Recreation director, someone that exclusively focused on those areas. With that, I would just encourage strong communication between the Park Commission as well as the Park and Recreation Director. I think that Mr. Dunkel has a significant amount of experience in this profession, and we're very fortunate to have him. Certainly, there may be time periods when you may want to drill down and talk with some of his staff, but I would suspect that just being a courtesy would be to involve him in that process. But I believe it's even with her, it's been a significant period of time since she has been a director over that area, probably 8 to 10 years from what I recall. And I'm just knowing when that person left.
Hearing nothing else before the body, thank the park commissioners for coming. And I'm not sure that we have enough time to go. I think we will just adjourn the study session and wait for the public session. Thank you all for coming out this evening.